Good morning, how you doing? Okay, today's little video is called a checkup from the neck up. What's that about? Well, believe it or not, we are almost a third through the year. Can you believe that? So a third through the year, we need to have a little look at ourselves. Check up from the neck up is what I call it. So there's five things today. So get your pens and pencils ready. So what I want you to do is, as I mentioned these five things, I actually want you to rate yourself out of 10, and your manager might rate you as well. So that way, once you've got your number, you can ask yourself the question, what needs to happen for me to be a 10 in that area? What needs to happen for me to be a lot higher in that particular area if you happen to have a low score? Okay, are you ready? So the first one is to do with, drum roll please, your goals. Now, almost again, a third of the way through the year. So firstly, how are you tracking? Are you getting closer to your goals, both work and personal, or not? Are you nowhere near them? Did you set them in the first place? If you didn't, that's a private conversation. Please reach out, because we're designed as human beings to move towards something. So that's why goals is so powerful when they're written down and specific and all that kind of stuff, which you may be fully aware of. But how are you tracking with that? So rate yourself out of 10. If you're smashing it out the park on every level, then you might be a 10. But if you are not in line with where you need to be, then you're going to be a lot lower. And if you haven't set them at all, then you're going to be really, really, really low. Of course, you've got some work goals, targets and things, but they're set for you. I want you to have your own personal goals as well, whether it's things for yourself personally, for you and your family, things you want to own, things you want to buy, that kind of stuff. So that's the first one. In reference to your goals, rate yourself out of 10 and what needs to happen for you to be a 10 in that particular area. Number two is your downtime. So it's been the holidays, often it's quiet. How do you manage your downtime? How good are you at keeping busy, being productive, utilizing that time to recharge, refresh, get your systems in order, whatever it may be for you, even if you're having a bit of fun during that time, if it's super, super quiet, team bonding, whatever that may be, how would you rate yourself out of 10? 10 being that you really maximize it. You're looking over your training notes, you're trying to improve yourself, you're getting your diary systems more effective, whatever it is for you that you need to work on, you're doing that in your downtime. Again, rate yourself out of 10, and then what needs to happen for you to be a 10 in that particular area. It's got sunny here, so we're going to turn around. Okay, number three, so we've got goals, downtime. How about your deliveries? We talked about deliveries in a previous video, the importance of being organized, super organized with that, with your clients, not letting them dictate when they turn up and if they're late or early or whatever, but being really professional, being really organized, getting on top of your paperwork, making sure that your calendar and diary is working like clockwork. If it is, and you're giving great deliveries and putting the time and energy and making them effective deliveries, then you might be a 10. But again, if not, what's your number and what needs to happen for you to be a 10? And again, your manager may rate you on this as well. So what do we got? We've got goals, downtime, delivery. What about your follow-up? Follow-up is one of the keys in sales. You probably, and you should know this, but so many salespeople fall short on either not doing follow-up very effectively or not really doing it at all. It's crazy. I heard I was chatting with a client the other day, and they're a finance company, and he's a big motorbike rider, and he's got a Ducati dealership that's just opened close to him. And he went in there and he's trying to form an affiliation with them, get some business and stuff. And he's a member of a bike club, and he actually referred the friend of his to the bike club, gave the dealership his friend's name and number. He wants to buy, I think it was a $45,000 bike. Didn't even get a phone call. That's the lack of follow-up in the bike industry. Seemingly it's not the best, but it's so important. Like, he's now not dealing with that dealership anymore. He's not going to recommend any of his friends from the bike club to that place because simply of no follow-up. So how's your follow-up? Following up until people buy or sounds harsh, but till they die, till you got a yes or a no. What about your follow-up with people that are waiting on cars? Is that as effective as it could be? Again, rate yourself out of 10 and what needs to happen for you to be a 10. And finally, that's four. Number five is, how's your energy? How's your attitude? Because they're linked, aren't they? Often when your energy is really good, then so is your attitude. But what affects your energy? So many things, from your health, your diet, from your exercise, all of that kind of stuff, the amount of sleep that you're getting. We've talked about this, you know it, it's simple stuff, but how are you traveling with that? If you're bouncing off the walls, you've got so much energy, you feel amazing, you're looking good, then maybe you're up there at a 10. There's always improvements, and maybe not, maybe a 9. But if you're less than 5 or 5, then what needs to happen for you to be higher? Because it is vital. All of the other things are going to seem harder if you haven't got the energy and the vitality to do them, because you just don't feel like it. When it's quiet, you don't feel like being productive because you haven't got the energy to do so. It's a massive thing. It's been a massive thing in my own life, and lots of people that I know wouldn't be able to do the things that I do unless my energy is generally really good. And if it's not, I look at, okay, what do I need to tweak? What do I need to change? I want you to do the same. Rate yourself on the five things. Let me know if I can help in any way. And again, if you haven't got goals or you're off track, please reach out, contact me. I'm more than happy to talk to you privately and get you back on track. All right, have an awesome day, and I'll speak to you very soon. Bye for now.